This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Despite the ongoing stay-at-home order, two states' rights groups took to the streets for protest in the past week. On Saturday, a group known as Blue Igloo carried firearms and flags down the streets of downtown Raleigh. This marked their second week of armed marches in support of the Second Amendment. On Tuesday, another large group, larger than that, in fact, a Reopen NC, marched around the governor's mansion to urge Governor Roy Cooper to reopen businesses and restart the economy. WUNC data reporter Jason DeBruin joins us now. Welcome, Jason.
Frank, hi. Good to be with you.
Good to have you here. Saturday's armed protest made national headlines. What can you tell us about this group, Blue Igloo?
Yeah, so it's an offshoot. It's a good bit smaller than the Reopen NC protesters. Even this past Tuesday, yesterday, that group had about 400, I would estimate, people, and they've had as many as 1,000. The group from Saturday was maybe only about a dozen people, so really much smaller. One of the reasons that they, you know, even exist is that they're actually not allowed to carry firearms at the larger while protesting, and that's a sort of an interesting North Carolina law that doesn't exist in a lot of states. And so as the reopened North Carolina protests were happening, this smaller group who wanted to carry firearms realized that they couldn't. And so then they're sort of started their own non-protest on Saturday as a show of we have our Second Amendment rights and we want to make clear that we hold these in high regard.
Because North Carolina is an open carry state, but the rule is you can open carry, but not at a protest. So that's the restriction there. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So these protests, not necessarily about reopening. Now let's talk a little bit about the group marching downtown in Raleigh. Well, first of all, talk about what the police are saying, because it is an open carry state, technically not a demonstration. What are Raleigh police saying about their demonstration?
So that's a good question. So there's not a ton they can do because of exactly what you just said, North Carolina being an open carry state. But there is also a law against carrying with the intent to terrorize. And now they're clearly in that language is a little bit of wiggle room. Certainly the folks with the Blue Igloo group have said over and over, and even throughout this week have said on their Facebook page, that their intention is to be very peaceful, that they're not intending to be, you know, to terrorize anyone. But clearly, if you speak to the individual, I think that was caught on video that ultimately went national and a little bit viral, I think he and his family would argue that they did feel terrorized. So Raleigh is looking into if there was perhaps intent to terrorize while carrying the weapons. They haven't come to a conclusion on that yet, so we'll have to wait and see. But again, sort of just to reiterate what you said at the beginning of your question, North Carolina is an open carry state, and so just simply the fact of carrying weapons obviously is not illegal. You would have to, you know, prove that extra intent step if you wanted to bring some sort of charges.
Wondering what kind of pushback they've received, and I'm really thinking about among kind of Second Amendment supporters, people who are, you know, sort of gun rights advocates. How is this group perceived?
I don't want to say all over the board. There are two camps. You know, certainly they're getting a lot of support on their Facebook group. People saying that they're doing the right thing, standing up for their rights, standing up for the Constitution. There are some people who have tried to distance themselves from them. You know, even amongst the larger Tuesday protests, there are some among that group who would be in favor of a few additional regulations around firearms and when you can carry and what types of weapons you can carry. So some people have tried to distance themselves. Some among the Tuesday group have tried to distance themselves from the Saturday group, but certainly there are others who are giving their full-throated support.
Well, that raises a good question in terms of any kind of limitations or restrictions. North Carolina's open carry law, does it restrict the sort of weapons that you can carry, and are there any that you can't?
Yeah, that's a really good question as well. So there are some that certainly you can't, right? I mean, you're not allowed to carry just massively, like you can't drive around in a tank, for instance. The two large weapons that you saw in the pictures on Saturday were not loaded. So that would be sort of a way to make them different from, you know, even if that's the type of weapon they couldn't carry because they weren't loaded, that would make those, you know, more permissible, so to speak.
All right. And some of the Blue Igloo members have also participated in the reopen North Carolina protests going on Tuesday. But tell us how those gatherings are different and what the reopen gatherings look like.
Right. Those are really a little bit more about the economics, trying to make sure that the state reopens, saying that the fears of COVID-19 are overblown, that there really aren't that many deaths, and that it's more similar to something like the flu, and that the economic pain being felt by closing down the economy is worse than the health effects of COVID-19. That's really the main goal of the Tuesday protest.
And the reopen protests have been regular protests. There have been a few of those. Any sense of whether they're gaining or losing momentum just based on crowd size?
Well, based on crowd size, they're getting smaller. Particularly the one yesterday was, I think, the smallest yet. Of course, we're now in phase one, so the state is beginning to open. So as the state opens, you would expect them to get smaller. I don't know that they're losing momentum so much. Certainly the people that are there are still, full on, giving their voices loudly. But at least in terms of numbers, they are getting smaller.
All right, Jason, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Jason DeBruin, WUNC's data reporter.